Solo.
Oh, yeah. We're going to go. It's going to go.
Is it going to go?
Nobody cares about Ashley's birthday. Birthday month. Not even a birthday month.
Ashley's birthday is stupid.
Stupid.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Brett and Tony featuring Ashlyn and Abe.
Ashlyn and Abe.
Ashlyn and Abe. I'm Tony.
Who probably talk more than Brett and Tony.
I know. It should be like Abe.
I'm chatty, dude. Yeah. Can't help it.
I'm not.
I'm Abe.
I can't even hear you, actually.
I'm Ashlyn.
Eat the microphone.
Hello.
Eat it.
Suck the microphone.
How's this? Is this better?
No, that's not good at all.
That's terrible. I don't want to see
now,
that. Ashlyn.
Now my microphone is super wet.
Oh,
super wet.
Yeah, I slobbered on it.
So is your microphone a WAP?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wham. It's a wham.
I was trying to be topical, but I still don't really
understand
what WAP is.
What? You don't know what WAP is?
Well, I know like what it stands for, but...
Then what is the confusion?
They don't get wet, right?
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
No, they're not supposed to.
What does it stand for?
It self-lubricates.
Is it wet ass pussy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Self-explanatory.
Yeah, a little bit. She's got the kitty. Oh, I'm jealous.
Off screen. Totally unrelated.
Okay, there's a child that's holding a kitten.
As we're talking about WAP.
My bad.
Come on, Ashlyn.
I got distracted.
There's a child and a kitten.
Oh, my God.
I love kittens.
For the record, we stopped talking about WAPs as soon as she walked into the room.
Yeah.
What are we talking about this week?
What up, girl?
Oh, my God.
We are talking about vices.
Vices.
So,
what's your vice, Tony?
Actually,
I'm starting this off, okay?
She likes to interrupt. That's her vice.
I do, actually. It's fun. So, what do you guys think is the most common vice?
Choking.
No,
number one, it's got to be either smoking or gambling.
Okay, that's your vote. Brett?
I didn't hear the question. I was distracted. I'm sorry, guys.
Is it call clashes?
What do you think the most common vices are?
Foot fetish.
No, he said choking. Tony said choking, too. These are
conversations before we start recording.
You're the worst. No, I have a top 10. List here.
Okay, now
top
I'm serious. 10. I'm sorry, guys.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So, are you guys going to actually vote on something?
Yes.
Or just be douchebags?
I'm going to go mine gambling.
Okay.
It's got to be smoking, like
that's
cigarettes.
That's what Abe said as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I said it's got to be. Yeah, it's got to be.
Okay.
Although I don't know, not as many people smoke cigarettes anymore, though.
Is it the AIDS?
When was this?
I think more people hide it now because millennials, we were in the smoking.
Oh yeah.
Age.
Well, plus you have the vapors. And it still classifies.
People like, ooh, we're too good, but we smoke.
Vaping is still there. So top 10, you ready?
Yeah.
Smoking.
Oh, wait, are we going 10 to 1?
So smoking is one.
That's number one.
Oh, I thought
Hell
you should.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I could have
smoking.
Seen, I could have seen gambling.
Swearing.
Though. Oh, fuck that.
That's not a vice.
Yeah, it is.
It is
then
a vice.
It's a bad habit.
Bad habits.
Well,
they fuck with your life. Swearing. Well, there we go. Ashlyn just said the F word.
Basically, this is the household I grew up in. Okay, continue.
Yeah, okay. So we have smoking, swearing, picking your nose.
What?
That's a vice.
Biting your nails.
No.
Yeah, that's a vice.
Drinking too much coffee, Tony.
Coffee. Yeah, I thought you were going to say toothpaste.
Reality TV.
Huh.
Fast food. Alcohol, shopping, and racking up debt, which I kind of think
is number 8.
Gambling. Same as shopping. Yeah, alcohol is number 8, which is interesting.
Yeah.
But that's because, you know, Americans, we drink.
Yeah, we smoke, we cuss.
So we don't really see it as a bad habit a lot of times, unless you're an alcoholic. This is,
other countries drink like a lot of wine. And
yeah,
stuff.
But that's
agreed,
more,
but we have the culture.
More social.
Coffee?
Yeah.
Coffee
wants
to coffee's mine.
Yeah, okay. Coffee's you.
USA.
I mean, not necessarily. I think the biggest thing is like if it interferes with your life.
Yeah.
That's where it gets because
you can't function without like 15 cups of coffee a day.
Yeah.
That's a fucking problem.
Yeah,
I can stop anytime I want.
Uh-huh. Sure.
How much coffee do you drink?
Swearing if you're like swearing like a sailor all
probably
the time.
Maybe a pot or two.
A what?
A pot.
Oh, my God. I thought he said a pile.
I thought he said a pile, too.
I
a pile or two?
A pile of coffee.
That's how he measures his coffee is by piles.
Yeah.
A pile or two.
I wouldn't put it past Tony.
So would that be like before he brews it or like the cups? How many like piles of cups make?
I think it'd be piles of grounds.
Coffee, yeah.
Okay.
Coffee grounds.
That's, that's a lot of piles.
Yeah. That's a lot of piles. How big are the piles, Tony?
Yeah.
Pretty big.
Oh.
That's what she said.
See, that's a vice.
Okay, yeah. Fine.
In the wintertime, I drink 60 ounces a day.
How much is 60 milk? Ounces? What's this?
How much milk do you drink?
20. This so it'd be 20? Three of those.
Three? Oh.
Yeah.
That's well, not
I've
much.
Got yeah. I've got a Yeti that's 30.
Gotcha.
So I fill it up in the morning and then like it's cold and shit by the time I get done with it still, like the temperature wise. So like so in the wintertime I stop over at the Casey's and fill that bitch up again.
Did you know a lot of caffeine but in can the, give you boob lumps?
I have huge boobs already.
Do you have boob lumps? Do you check yourself?
I don't think
you can
I
get
have.
Boob cancer.
We could check. We should do an episode on boob lumps.
All you have to do is raise your arm and then rub your boob.
She's done this to me, guys.
No, no, just grab
aren't your boob lumps cancer?
Not always. I had a boob lump once, but it was just a lump.
Just grab your boob, turn your head, cough.
No,
that's how you know.
The balls.
Like the balls.
Yeah.
Guys,
that's for hernias. It has nothing to do with cancers.
First of all,
it always just tickles.
If it's a really big lump, that's probably your muscle, so that's not what we're looking for.
Oh, I got a pretty big lump.
Ew.
Ooh, in his pants.
Yeah.
Gross.
That's his dick. Yeah,
so what do you guys think that your vices are?
Like us personally?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, what the fuck did you think I was meaning?
Mine's
fuck you, dude.
It is an intervention.
Mine's smoking cigarettes, obviously, and spitting. I spit a lot.
You spit?
Oh,
yeah.
Spit?
Like when
and
you
it's
talk?
Disgusting.
Or just
no.
Like when you're smoking a cigarette and you're just...
Sometimes,
yeah,
I just sometimes I just spit. I don't know why.
That's a vice?
It can't... Huh. Basically,
I think
a vice
it's disgusting,
is,
so it's ruining his life.
It's a practice or behavior that is habitually, generally considered immoral, sinful, criminal, rude, taboo, depraved, or degrading in the association of society.
Swallow.
So basically, it's any negative character trait that's habitual that people would frown upon.
Okay.
So,
like itching your balls in public.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
I've been at actually work several times, and you can clearly see men just grabbing their shit and adjusting and scratching. It's like, come on, dude. Have some.
Wiggle it. Just wiggle it around.
Wiggle, wiggle,
I'd rather
wiggle.
See someone dancing because they're wiggling their penis away from their leg or something rather than them itching their
just
balls.
Just get into the. Out of the view of public and just take care of it real quick. It's not like it's a pressing matter, like something's going to kill you.
I'm totally oblivious.
If you don't adjust yourself real quick.
Yeah.
That's what I don't get.
Yeah.
But, so Tony, what are yours?
Probably gambling, drinking coffee, being
working.
Awkward, walking.
You work too much.
Yeah.
I don't think working is considered a vice. I mean, I guess it could be.
If you were
working,
super
a workaholic.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I was for so long.
Yeah. Three jobs and shit.
Yeah.
Disgusting. Brett.
My turn?
Yeah.
I smoke cigarettes.
What?
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 And then I get drunk like twice a year.
That's not a vice.
Okay. It's not habitual. Feel like sometimes in my life there's been periods where I would put movies on there because I would much rather just watch a movie than do anything else.
No. Okay, I can see that.
That could not be, not
always,
yeah.
Right?
You know, but there's been points in my life where that was the case, like after getting divorced or something like that.
Yeah,
you know?
It's so weird that you're divorced.
Yeah, I'm just,
it's so weird.
I'm divorced with fucking.
You're a divorcee.
A teenage daughter.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I'm old.
And
weird.
That's what I would say. Also, there's been probably points of, if I'm going to be honest with you guys. I mean,
jacking off.
Yeah. Jacking off, guys. Yeah. I think most guys.
Jacking off, guys? That's what you said. That's your vice, jacking off, guys?
That's what I meant, actually. What else would I mean? I feel like most guys
have a period in their life.
Yeah.
What, guys have periods?
Yep.
Good
actually,
Lord.
I'm a big believer that guys do have periods.
I think Abe, Brett, and I all synced up.
What the fuck are you talking about? You can't have a period. You don't have a cervix.
No, but...
Well, no, like the mood.
Yeah.
First of all, that's because men have hormones.
Yeah,
but that doesn't mean that women. You have periods.
Yeah,
no,
I don't know.
You it's just the have same hormones. Basic your hormones concept. Are out of whack.
Then why do I bleed down now?
I feel like Yeah, it's not like...
Get your butt checked.
It's not like the physical like release of the egg or whatever.
Okay, guys, we just made it past 10. I got something for this podcast.
What is it?
Like, I got my vice. Okay. I spent $20 on a lottery ticket.
Oh my god.
Hey, just for this podcast. Ours.
Yeah, I checked it.
Oh. And throughout this podcast, I'm gonna be scratching it off.
Wait, no, ooh. Can I scratch it? It's almost my birthday.
You didn't buy two? You knew Ashlyn was gonna wanna
actually I did
you
not
can't tear it in half.
Yeah, no, she can.
Yeah.
Oh, how much is it?
I spent $20 on this.
Holy you bought a $20 one and you don't even get to do it?
No.
Ashlyn gets to do it.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Let me scratch three.
Okay. I love you, Ashlyn, but fuck you, man.
It's all good.
But Ashlyn's vice is being a dick to Tony.
Yeah. I don't even know how to do this one, honestly.
Has anybody
I gotta read the instructions.
Has anybody at the table besides Tony ever bought a $20 lottery?
No.
One of these scratch offs?
No.
No.
I was talking to Matt. He did the other
Tony,
weekend.
What do I do? Do I just scratch this?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
She doesn't want to fuck it up.
No, but if it went, I get a call, see now. But yeah, Matt spent like $50 on scratch off the other weekend.
Damn.
I got a super $50 spot.
I don't know what that means. Let me look at it.
Also, I'm just calling it right now. If you are a winner on this, not like a huge amount, but like if you win like your $20 back or something like that, Ashlyn is going to she's going to talk you into letting her have it.
No, 100%.
Yes, you are.
No. Oh, okay. If it's
I know
her,
you. You're
hey,
going to
yeah, you all.
That
you
ticket,
all.
If that's a winner, it's yeah, yours tonight, right?
You're going to try to go for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, I...
And Tony's going to give it to you.
I know, because I'm approachable.
I already had it in my head that if he won the $100,000, I'd be like, Tony, hook me up with about $5,000.
Oh,
I need some
clothes. Can I get $5,000, too?
No, it's my birthday.
Hey,
almost.
It's almost my birthday.
Just follow the directions. His explanation.
Just follow the directions.
All right.
Okay, now.
Wait, Ashlyn hasn't given any vices for her.
Okay, so my vice is I smoke cigarettes, unfortunately. I do plan on quitting, and I even have a box of the gum.
That's what everybody says.
I know.
And you know what?
I don't. I have no plans of quitting.
Yeah, it's kind of
right
shitty.
Your vice is instigating.
Oh, God.
Oh,
I love
my
me
God.
Being I'm petty. You me being love. Petty is my favorite thing in the whole world, and I live for it. But I don't have enough chances
to be petty.
Petty. Yeah. But no, and then food.
You don't have enough chances to be
oh,
petty.
Why did I put food
yeah,
on there?
Yeah, food is my
yeah.
biggest
oh my
one because
what
food.
What kind of eater are you? Are you like a happy eater?
I'm an everything eater.
You're an
except
everything
if
eater?
I'm like real down in the dumps with like some depression, I won't
yeah.
eat and I'll
really?
Lose a lot of yeah. weight because I'm not hungry.
Yeah.
That's when I eat the most. I'm a stress
really?
Eater.
See, I don't know.
I start scarfing down tacos,
yeah.
man.
I'm not as if I'm a stress eater at all. It'd be mostly with sweets, to be honest.
Sweets so, all good.
Yeah,
some good old coffee.
I
cake.
Eat everything coffee all cup. The time. That's why I had to start my clean eating diet because I gained like 10 pounds during
when'd
the pandemic.
When did you start your diet?
10 days ago. I've lost 4 pounds.
Damn.
No shit.
Good
yeah.
job.
I know,
and she's pooping every day.
And
I'm pooping
every
day.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Never done that in my life.
Yeah.
10 day streak, guys.
Good job.
Keep that streak
good
up.
Job.
Yeah. Pretty proud of it.
Are you eating more fiber in your diet?
Yeah,
or what?
I eat granola with milk
natural.
Every night.
Yep.
And yeah, you just eat like whole foods, whole grains, mm-hmm. fruits, veggies.
Without all the additives and bullshit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Or sugars.
Sugars.
Extra yep. sugars. Oh my God.
Yeah. See, me, yeah. I don't give a shit. I'll eat whatever.
Yeah. I wish I had your body.
I am not.
Me too.
Picky.
Abe's the best.
Abe's the best.
There,
I'm not
I promised
the best.
Three. I did three and I didn't get an S. I just got some weird
okay.
symbols.
Anybody else want to do three?
If we hadn't my turn. If we hadn't have said anything though, she would have done it all.
And see, I would have
now she, but now she feels weird about doing
I
it
do.
All.
Now I feel bad.
I like knowing you.
Yeah. We all know each other pretty well.
Anyway, it's almost my birthday. Just thought I would let our listeners know that.
What?
Yeah.
When is your birthday?
2 weeks.
Which is?
Wait, actually, it would
yeah,
be
this won't
1
air
week
right now.
And 1 week and 6 days.
Which
ooh,
is
ooh.
What day?
It's a Saturday. Dude, my birthday falls on Saturday this year.
It's October 3rd. That's what I'm trying to go to
oh,
say.
Yeah, they won't know 2 weeks from now. It'll be always different from when we post it.
Oh. I wasn't understanding what you guys were talking about.
I did not win.
Cheese on
man,
me.
Brett and, went for it. Ashlyn savored her scratches.
I did.
Go for it, Tony. You got to finish it off. Done.
No, those. I'll do the other side.
Okay.
Oh.
So I don't understand.
But yeah, so your what's your sign?
I'm a Libra.
That's right.
I'm the scales. I am all about justice and equality.
I'm an Aquarius. I'm about something. Something.
You're fluid
something.
As fuck.
I'm Capricorn, and I'm pretty sure Capricorn
That's my mommy.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's like passionate, but...
Assholes.
Fiery temper.
Yeah.
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 Which kind of...
That's my mama.
Yeah, that's me.
You're not, though.
My dad, too.
I've never seen your temper, really. I think I've seen you mad maybe once. Oh, actually, dude. I don't even know if I've seen him mad ever.
I've seen him mad.
In almost 9 years.
Didn't you just see me mad not too long ago, I feel like?
No.
Oh. Okay.
No.
You're thinking of like Betty or something.
Who's Betty? Who the fuck is Betty?
Who's Betty?
You're thinking of Alec.
Alec.
Who the fuck? Alec Trebek.
Alec.
Who the fuck is Betty? Oh. Jesus.
You're
Christ.
Fucking Betty aunt.
Betty with the good hair.
No, I feel dumb.
That's Becky.
Oh, Becky with
The good hair.
Becky with the good hair.
Bye, Becky. Lord. Is that a thing from Friday?
What? It's by Felicia. Oh, my God. Felicia. You guys are killing me.
Just chill.
Anyway, okay.
So
all right.
I did come across one statistic.
Can I put being a dick as advice?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I know I didn't put petty, but man.
You petty, girl.
I'm petty.
You are petty as fuck.
I know. It's so amazing. It really drives my life force.
Wait.
It does. Every time I do it, it's like when you get an adrenaline rush. I get that rush, and I'm like, yeah. Let me get in it. Anyway, sorry.
I don't think Abe, before you go on, I don't think Abe pointed out what sign he was.
I am a Virgo.
Virgo. And
his birthday
that?
Just passed.
Yeah. Virgo
like?
Is...
Artistic, right?
Or sure. Like I don't know.
The Virgin.
The Virgin.
Yeah.
Virgo.
Virgo
the,
is
that.
The Virgin.
They're
nice and sweet.
You
and
can do the other side.
It's, you know, Virgin style.
Update on the scratch off, $0 so far.
$0.
And then Ashlyn ticket.
But we got some content for the podcast.
Get $100,000 so we build.
No, I'm
fired.
Trying. Tony, give me $5,000 if you get $100,000. Okay, Ashlyn needs
okay.
new clothes.
Wait, how about you give us $1,000 for each year you've known us?
Okay.
So
I'd get $8,000.
So she gets $8,000.
I'd get $8,500.
And I get $30.
Wow, dang it.
Like it.
I did not think this through. Abe gets like.
Boom.
15?
Sure. Yeah.
I'll take that.
And then they'll probably take half out in taxes before you give the money to us.
Damn it.
Tony's left with what, $5?
First of all, no, y'all
with
would
cool
be
five.
Screwed because I think you can give up so much money as a gift
Ooh.
And it won't be taxed. So yeah. my Ooh. Money wouldn't be taxed. Y'all would be taxed.
Ooh. Also, my math sucked there because I said.
Yeah, you're terrible.
And I was like, I just went along with that.
He would
yeah.
He would have $50,000 left over.
And I'm like, yeah, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Virgos are strong, cheerful, loyal, and passionate, observant, Nothing. Perfectionist, dominating, sensitive, and intense.
Are
oh,
you
wait,
dominating?
No.
No.
There.
No.
But, I mean, this all, is it bullshit?
You know what? I'm
do you guys believe
look at
in
mine.
This shit?
Yeah, no.
I don't know.
I wouldn't say that I believe in it, but I do have some of the traits that they say that I do.
See, I yeah. think that's.
But
that's
they're so the, generic.
They are.
It's like a fucking fortune cookie.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I also think it's so much fun.
Yeah, it's
like
fun.
Tarot readings.
Oh, it is. No, agreed.
Palm readings. Remember when we went to Old Threshers and I had the
that
lady read my palm?
That was
so
my art teacher in college.
Yeah.
Tony did
and
too,
it was
didn't
awesome.
He?
Awesome. Actually, I think that it was somebody else.
Oh, okay.
What?
A lady.
What?
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 Did how much?
Because I have an app.
You won $50 freaking dollars off of a $20 scratch off?
Nice.
Where did you win?
How?
I didn't see
I don't
any
know.
Winning
I mean,
things
see,
on there.
Oh,
okay. Abel figured out.
Abel figured out.
Sorry,
I
got curious.
I have an app that scams lottery tickets. That's because I my vice.
Oh, right
true.
There. Right here. The 20 win.
Okay, Ashlyn. Did I should have checked Ashlyn.
Was
Ashlyn
it me?
Won.
Yeah, Ashlyn won.
Hey!
All right.
You're welcome.
So you
guys
scratch
so
that off
guess
and see what the prize is. We know what it is.
Because my birthday.
Ashlyn's going to ask to have this $50.
Like,
this whole
it's even said when.
I'm just waiting think. For it.
They have apps that tell you when your ticket's a winner.
Yeah.
That's dope.
That's cool.
That's why I always double check.
I just won your ass $50. Yeah. You're welcome.
Nice.
Okay.
That's
so
awesome.
Libras are, my strengths are cooperative, diplomatic, gracious, fair-minded, social. My weakness is indecisive, avoids confrontations. That's a lie. Will carry a grudge. That's truth.
Yeah,
self-pity,
it is.
Pity. That's a lie. And I like harmony, gentleness, sharing with others, the outdoors. And I hate violence, injustice, loudmouths, and conformity. Those are kind of right on there.
Yeah, it is.
Actually,
I don't conform very well.
Do mine now.
Okay, I'll do yours. I'm all right with this.
And then we can do Brett.
Wait, what were you? I forget.
Aquarius.
Brett and Tony need horoscopes.
Brett and Tony need horoscopes.
All right, Aquarius. Your strengths are progressive, original, independent, humanitarian. Your weaknesses runs from emotional expression,
yep.
Temperamental,
yep.
Uncompromising,
yep.
Aloof.
Yep. Wait, I'm dumb. What's aloof?
Aloof basically. Is like blasé.
Oh, I feel like that's more me.
Aquarius likes fun with friends, helping others, fighting for causes, intellectual conversation, a good listener. Yeah. You dislike limitations, broken promises,
yep.
Being lonely. Dull or boring situations, people who disagree with them.
Yep, that's me. That's actually kind of
all
accurate.
All right, Capricorn.
Capricorn.
All right, Capricorn. Yeah. Your strengths, responsible, discipline, self-control, good managers?
Okay, yeah, not.
Maybe that means manners? I don't know. It says managers. Anyways, weaknesses, know-it-all, unforgiving, condescending, expecting the worst.
Yep.
I hear I'm condescending. Like in an argument?
Yeah.
I've never seen him in an argument.
But I can see.
Katie tells me I get condescending in arguments.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Capricorn.
Like not even arguments, just like when we're playful arguing. and then I start getting condescending and ruin it, apparently.
Your likes are family, tradition, music, understated status, quality, craftsmanship. Your dislikes, almost everything at some point.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that what it says?
That's what it says.
That's kind of true, though.
Almost everything at some point.
Now you got to do
Abe. Last but not least.
Tacos and milk.
And movies.
Those are the only things I love.
Yeah?
Yeah. Unconditionally. Oh, and my kids.
You can.
Oh, my God.
I was going to say, what about your kids?
Like, obviously.
Sorry, I think we left something out.
All right. Virgo, strengths, loyal, analytical, kind, hardworking, practical. Your weaknesses, shyness, worry, overly critical of self and others, all work and no play. Virgo likes animals, healthy food, books, nature, cleanliness. Yes. Yeah. Your dislikes.
Some of those are wrong.
We won't say which
one. You know why?
You dislike rudeness, asking for help, and taking center stage. Those are kind of on point.
Okay, yeah. A lot of that was spot on.
Blam.
Cute.
Those are our horoscopes. For some reason, we put those on here.
Maybe we should have done the birthday episode.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Oh, that would have been perfect.
Oh, no.
I can find another one that says different shit.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Okay. We did not think this out like most things.
All right. Next, we're going to talk about birthdays before the birthday episode.
Jesus. This is a prelude to birthdays.
God, we suck.
Oh, man.
We do suck.
Vice.
Call this We Need to Learn How to Podcast.
Yeah.
So, vices, guys.
Now I want to talk about horoscopes.
And birthday stuff.
Yeah, and birthday stuff. Now I'm excited for
me
too.
That's next time.
That's next podcast.
So,
2 weeks from yesterday.
Abe, you said you had something about some vices.
I have one fact that I came across, and I found it on a website called theworldcounts.com. I suggest everyone check this site out, by the way.
Okay.
It is super amazing. Let me flip my computer around here, and I can show you guys.
Ooh.
It basically...
You get a PowerPoint presentation.
It basically tallies like how many of something happens. Like there's one on here, it counts how many deaths have happened. In like the does a running count. It does the world population a running count all the time, and the numbers are always changing. Super, super interesting and awesome.
World average temperature.
Yeah.
Is it always just rising like that?
Yeah, yeah. It's just the average. Yeah, right now. And then it does breakdowns where you can do right now. You can change it to this month. Right now, the month average temperature hasn't changed much at all. But
yeah.
But anyway. The statistic is 40% of your actions on a daily basis are not conscious decisions, but they're habits.
Oh.
And
totally.
Yeah. A lot of the things you do on a daily basis are pretty much just habit.
Especially like a fucking, like a work day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Because, wait, what was the percentage?
40%.
40%?
Yeah.
Oh, at least 40% of my day at work is just doing the same thing I do every
fucking
day.
Over and over.
And not even thinking about it, because usually I'm listening to a podcast.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you have that moment of like, did I do that? And you don't remember. Like driving, there's been so many times I've driven somewhere and then like it hits me out of nowhere. Driving. It's like, I'm driving. How did I obey all the laws to get to this point?
Oh, so you black out?
Not really black out, but it's just like out? There's damn. Moments where like, did I actually stop at that stop sign? Or I'm pretty sure I did. But yeah, no.
I'm still 100%. Alive, so yeah.
Yeah. No one's pulling me over, so I guess I'm good. No one's
honking. Why the blood on my hands? Oh, no.
And then also, it takes an average of 66 days for a new habit to take root. So if you're trying to break a habit, you have to keep that habit, the new habit, going for 66, basically 2 months.
I thought it was 3 weeks. But that's what I heard back when I was in like junior high.
Oh yeah,
yeah, at summer camp actually.
Right, and,
not even by a counselor, by another person. So I just that's probably not true. But that's what I've been thinking this whole time.
I just went to Vice.com thing and they said talked about daily horoscopes. So we'll get on Vice.
Blam.
Nice
covered.
Yep. So we're good.
Well, you guys are silly.
Anybody play Vice City?
Oh yeah.
I mean, we got to talk about all vices.
Vice Squad.
I never played that one. Which GTA was that?
Wasn't there an SVU Vice?
No.
SVU Vice?
Or not SVU. No.
There's a part Special of a, there's a there's a division of police called the Vice Squad.
I'm pretty sure they had Vice.
With prostitutes and like, stuff.
But I'm pretty sure that they
like
did.
Like a Law and Order Vice?
Yeah, Law and Order Vice. I was almost positive that was a thing.
I don't think so. I'll Google it and find out.
Google it then.
But
I don't give a shit.
Language.
Sorry. So, yeah, vices, man. I thought that shopping, I love shopping. If I'm down in the dumps, Ashlyn's going to go shopping.
Shopping
I'm
is gonna a
vice, I'm going to go get something. Even if it's something small, it makes me feel so much better.
Yeah.
It's
a
bad habit.
Do you do that a lot nowadays, like online? Like if you're feeling down, you kind of just get on the phone.
I always online shop.
Yeah.
But no,
I put a lot
if I'm depressed, I'm going out to shop.
And you're doing some serious shopping out in person.
Yep. That's how it be. Because if you do it online, really do it's that. Just, you don't get the same feeling.
Yeah.
As picking something up and being like, yeah.
But
bitch.
You know what? I like getting packages. They're like, ooh.
Oh,
like
it is so much fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is fun. I agree with you, though. It is a lot different when you actually go and buy something. There's a disconnect. When I bought this computer, there was a disconnect. Like, you don't. Get the same experience.
You really don't. You know, go in there. Pick out your own stuff.
It's almost scary how easy it is to buy stuff online and like...
Okay, but getting your computer, that wasn't easy.
Well, no.
But yeah, I understand.
But you know,
yeah.
It's easy to go overboard buying online.
Like when I got the soundboard, I was excited.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Super excited. I did not find a Law & Order Vice. There's an episode of Law & Order called Vice, but that was that was the UK.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Vice President? So that means President is a Vice?
Yep.
First of all, this Vice President is a piece of shit.
I like Mike Pence.
Ew, no, you don't. Don't fucking lie to me. Don't lie to me. AIDS man. Ugh, okay, anyway.
Wait, he has AIDS?
No, he
just... Vice President has AIDS?
He didn't do much about AIDS.
Well, what can you do?
AIDS is his top vice. That was, I tried making a Tony joke.
Nope. But you needed aid on that.
But it didn't work, so it makes it even more of a Tony joke. Right?
Very
Inception.
True.
Yeah.
Inception. Inception that shit. Inception. Lawyered.
Blam. Royered.
Royaled.
That is good. I was saying lawyered.
Oh, I thought you said royal.
But that makes way more sense. Royered. You got royered, bitch.
That's the last name.
You sound like Jeremy J.M.
Royered?
Because it's always sunny. It's always sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that in a while. So.
How I Met Your Mother.
In a while.
Oh, and oh yeah. Well, It's Always Sunny did a thing.
Oh, they did it after.
With Benny Hinn.
After
How I
Met Your Mother.
Oh, my God.
They both did.
That guy was amazing.
But yeah, they both did.
Yeah.
Anyways. Royard.
Royard. Boom.
So what do you guys got to say about vices, man? What do you think the weirdest vice in the world is?
Choking.
Foot fetish.
I wonder what the weirdest vice is.
Anybody doing a
Google
research? Google.
Eating dirt. I've seen that on those one shows.
Oh, I used to like watching those shows.
So good.
Like one girl that would eat the inside of her sofa.
Yeah.
Little cushiony things.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
She just kept.
I saw one It was a guy who had a love affair with his car.
Oh my God, that one was amazing.
Yeah. Like, how much of a love
a
affair?
A love affair.
Like,
he was
would.
The muffler.
He stuck it in the muffler?
He would lay.
Did he put anything in there to make it feel like
a. I don't know.
He would lay under the front of the car and, like, put his arms up underneath the wheels.
And
like,
kiss it.
It
just start humping it.
And, like, give it kisses and stuff.
It. And they were really cute kisses.
I mean, I guess you could, like, dry hump it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the lady who ate dirt, that one was a good one. And then there was that, yeah, and then there was that one girl who
also hoarding.
Hoarding.
Hoarding is
a
big one.
That's sorry, it's just for a joke. So that girl eating dirt, when she dies, she'll be happy.
There was another one of this girl. She ate those plastic swords.
Ew.
Yeah.
Like whole?
Yeah, like, well, she'd bite them off.
Like little
cocktail
swords.
She said she liked how the little plastic swords felt.
I've heard of eating chalk, too, which is
eating
disgusting.
Chalk. Yeah. And then there was another one. Oh, the girl who used skin lightening cream a whole bunch all the time, like constantly.
Oh, yeah.
And it just didn't do anything.
Sort of tanning.
Yeah.
Tanning being one.
There was one I watched. It was really weird, and I don't remember what it was. It was almost like chewing hair or something. Look at that man. He's so sad.
The dog is so – because Roar's outside, and he can't get to her.
Gotcha. What a cutie pie. So you put them
whoa,
in there.
Okay, here's one. Here's one.
Okay, is it weird?
Yeah, I actually came across an article about bizarre celebrity addictions.
Oh, sure. Like you're addicted to
celebrities? No,
wait,
celebrities that have addictions.
Who is the celebrity, and let me guess?
Selma Hayek.
Oh, what is she addicted to?
You'll never guess.
She's amazing.
It's the her fucking advice. Weirdest thing I've ever
picking
heard.
Picking her belly button.
No.
I would pick her belly button.
With your toes.
Oh, I'm on this article, so let me...
I actually are on a different one because I didn't see Kanye yet.
Ooh.
Kanye.
Huh? You mean
I got Kanye.
Jesus.
All right.
Selma Hayek is obsessed with breastfeeding.
Whoa.
I didn't know
that
was a thing.
Well, she did breastfeed in third world countries, which I
like
thought
other
was
kids?
Awesome. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, after she gave birth and like the kids who were hungry, she just like plop them up in there like, get
it. I don't know if I'm supposed to say this or whatever, or if I should say
just,
this on
just
here.
Say it.
What is
it?
But... breast milk is delicious.
Ew.
Okay. It's, yeah. It's well, so he loves milk, good. So of course
you're
he would
so
like.
Gross.
So good.
Guess what Kanye did?
What is it?
It's this article with lamb.
Oh God! It's gonna be like making money.
Making money.
Rapping.
Nope. This is it. This I'm just gonna read a whole sentence.
Okay, go.
Oh God, this is gonna be good.
Kanye West raps about love, sex, and everything in between, which explains why he's might be a little addicted to .. lamb.
Oh, so he's a sex, quote, sex addict.
Robert Pattinson loves Antiques Roadshow.
He likes what?
I remember that show back
in
the
like
day.
I like that, yeah.
Katy Perry loves facials. The real ones, not the sex thing.
She's addicted to it.
Yeah, apparently it says Katy Perry can't get enough facials.
All right, see those? I just don't see those.
What would it,
Affleck?
But a cum facial?
Oh, my God.
As a girl, have you ever been cum facial?
There has been driblets.
What does it feel like? Just like this hot, sticky shit, just like splash it on your face real quick.
It's gross.
So weird.
Okay, I got a good one.
It feels like you got slapped with one of those sticky hands.
God damn, that's good.
Don't best, get it in your eye, kids.
Best description ever.
So have you gotten any eyes?
I did get a driblet in my eye once.
Did it burn?
Bad news bears.
Bad news bears.
Bad news bears.
Well,
it's like when you have lotion
burns
on
in
your
the
hands.
Eye.
If you get like lotion on your hands and then you wipe your eye, ooh,
okay,
stains.
Not good.
Have
or
you...
getting slapped with a sticky hand.
Actually, I don't know why I'm asking. I've totally facialed myself wagging off.
Never mind.
I know what it feels like.
Yeah, why are you asking
that?
I know.
While we're on the topic. Somebody else's.
Okay.
While we're on the topic, though, boys, have you guys ever accidentally facialed yourself?
No.
Really?
No.
Really?
No.
No.
That's not
every time I did it on
that's
purpose.
Because they don't lay. They don't lay on the couch like all weird like you do.
I've only done that once.
Yeah, I'm
once.
Sure.
Yeah, and it was upside down.
That's now his vice. Is
yeah.
He lays on the couch upside
can,
down.
It's the only way he can.
Well, when I was younger, I would because I like to whack off while I'm on my back, and I don't know why that's a weird look.
I just don't see how
I would,
you know, on your back it leads to like an L shape. In
well,
the
I mean,
chair.
I'm not
I would,
gonna lay
I would
on my
like
stomach
to...
and jerk off. I don't know how that.
Well, I would like to do like see if I could like beat my old record on how far up my chest I could get.
God.
When I was young.
And you're so weird.
Why would you use your body as the measuring?
What else do you want me to use?
The floor.
Yeah, or a
shoot it across the floor, dude.
I don't like, but then you'd be like standing up or something. I don't like standing up and
watching. You don't have to, you can sit down.
Sit down.
Just like sit
just
in a chair.
Sit.
That's weird. Hey,
whatever you want to.
That's weird. No,
you can sit on
standing
a chair
or laying down.
A stool.
You guys are weird.
You're weird.
Y'all are weirdos.
You could lay on
a
your
hammock?
Side and go
yeah.
out that way.
Yeah, the side, that was a good
side.
One.
I've never
be a good one.
To my side.
Oh, jumping?
While jumping?
While jumping?
On a trampoline,
yeah.
maybe?
Over
that's,
lawnmowers?
Yeah, that's the best.
All right.
This took a weird-ass turn. I don't even
what
know
did you expect?
You
what
started
did you
it
expect?
With horoscopes.
That, what? That wasn't even me.
Yeah, that's my vice, horoscopes.
Vices. Okay, what's some weird other
vices? Justin Bieber likes Rubik's
yeah,
cubes.
Yeah, I found that one too.
He likes what?
Rubik's
that's
cubes.
Not a
that's
vice.
Not. That's,
that boy is
I
not
fucking
doing
doubt
Rubik's
it.
Cubes.
Oh no! Up his butt.
Okay, there we go. There it is.
There it is.
All right. I
oh,
knew
yeah,
it.
Yep.
I knew it.
Did it.
Has anybody ever done a Rubik's cube?
I mean, I'm not like smart enough. For
obviously,
that.
Oh, obviously,
okay.
Like my solved
my,
one.
My
no.
friend from
no.
Iowa City
yeah.
could, and he. That time like, with like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
There's
I don't
like
even
some,
understand.
There's
how.
Some kind of a secret.
Yeah.
I'm
and
sure
I've seen him do
it,
and I'm like,
it.
That's amazing.
That would be a big fun party trick.
I'm
yeah.
jealous. Yeah, I would like to do that.
Hell yeah.
I have no party tricks.
I have no party
I'm
tricks.
I'm pretty
either.
Boring.
Yeah, we're all pretty boring.
All
yeah.
I do is
and then
laugh.
We, and then we
and
hang
be
out.
Mean to people.
Yeah, that's yeah. all we do. We hang out, and nobody, everybody around us always leaves.
Yeah.
Oh, you make us sound so
like as terrible people.
Yeah, we're looking for friends.
That's all we have.
I'm glad I got you guys though.
Yeah, me too. This
aww.
Is all we need.
Friends could be vices.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like us as a friend group have gone through that before, but we get like remember like there was a time when like. We all were like hanging out every single
all
day.
Every time.
After, like, we'd all get off work and we'd hang out, like, all
yeah.
evening and night. And I.
Those
and
were good days.
Those were,
just
but.
Sit around, do
but
nothing.
But then we ended up just getting on each other's nerves after
yeah.
a while.
And, yeah.
Needed some extra breaks.
And we've never been back to that.
No.
Since.
We know about all.
No. It all
although,
culminated in
yeah.
the Happy Joe's night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
you mean
that,
a Taco
you know,
John's night?
Oh. Yeah. Ugh, subject, guys.
It went well.
From
it
4 years
me.
Ago.
It wasn't even me.
I think it was me and you, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't even me.
Actually, I think it.
Yeah.
But didn't we took your phone, you dummy?
Oh, that night? No,
yeah,
that
was
the
that
same
was
night,
John's.
But just later on.
Oh,
that
yeah, that
okay.
was yeah, that phone
wait,
night.
So what are we talking about? What's the first part?
When we were going to go someplace, but then we went to Happy Joe's instead.
Yeah,
and you got
and then,
mad.
Yeah, because we went to Taco John's.
And you wanted to go to Taco John's. So then we ended up going to Taco John's, I think.
Yeah, and then she was not happy.
You were pissed.
I don't remember this.
I remember
day,
this.
But, yeah.
Okay, that's
but we and we started getting into an argument about it in Happy Joe's parking lot.
Yeah.
You don't remember this?
No, you got
like
mad
in between our cars.
Someone took your phone.
No, that was
yeah,
the
that was
like,
same
that,
night.
That,
that was the
same
night,
night,
but it was
that's
just
what I'm thinking.
Before we got to Happy or
yeah.
before we got to Taco John's.
Dude,
yeah.
I totally got mad about my phone that night.
Yeah,
and that
yeah.
wasn't even me, and you got mad at me. And I was like, all
I
right,
I bet you had
Brett,
something to do with
I
it.
I swear I didn't.
Something.
I know who did it.
Yeah.
But I didn't do it. So, you know.
Now I'm
damage
pissed
control.
About this
anyway.
Damage control.
Damage control.
Damage control could be a vice.
That was good.
Yeah, that is fun.
You guys
I recommend people try it.
We are the worst friends.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Oh, but we're the best friends.
We're the best.
I can totally hang out with you guys at least once a week.
Yeah.
Wait, at most once a week.
We do. I like that we at least have every other week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just got to come up with one
the podcast.
More day.
One more thing to do.
One more.
Just one more. And then, you
we'll
know,
be
once
good.
A week, we'll be fucking golden.
One a week would be good.
It's so quiet, and he keeps making faces. Okay, read what, exactly
Reed,
what
dude,
it is.
We're just talking.
The lady who liked to drink warm paint because it felt like a thicker version of
wouldn't,
warm milk.
Wouldn't ugh. That be? Whoa.
Okay, guys.
So if I run out of milk,
a little bit.
I just have to drink some paint?
This week at work, I'm going to try this.
The lady
huh.
who
wouldn't
liked
you die?
To chow down on rubber tires.
Why would you even salt that?
Do you cook them and cut them up into small pieces?
I think she just chews on them.
Would she just chew on
just
it?
Just
chew on them raw, like a dog.
That, well, because like you used to chew on straws. So.
Did you know that tires were originally white, and they added that black stuff in it to make it stronger?
So weird. That's weird.
Yeah, isn't
it? Is weird.
The woman was addicted to eating her cat's fur and would sometimes go straight to the source by eating it off the cat.
So don't let curiosity get cat ate.
Shut it down.
The guy who ate plastic bags.
That was the most beautiful thing
I've
ever seen.
The woman who was addicted to dirty diapers.
Ooh.
Ew.
Like,
people are freaks,
like wearing
man.
Them?
No, like smelling them. Like there's a picture of her pulling a shit ton of them out of her like,
literally a
drawer
shit ton
and just smelling them.
Out of her underwear drawer?
Well, I don't know if it's her underwear drawer, but it's a drawer like you would see an
that's
underwear
disgusting.
Drawer.
That's disgusting.
Oh my god. Every time we end up back at shit.
People are weird. I'm so glad I don't have some freaky ass thing.
Yeah.
I would hate myself.
I never thought to look at my strange addictions. But
I don't have any weird vices, man.
Feet.
It's not. First off, it's
sniffing
not
sniffing them toes in the
not,
yoga studio.
Ooh, it's, yoga.
It's not a weird fetish.
It is so weird.
And it's not. No, it's very normal. Guys.
I feel like the person who wrote that
has a foot fetish.
Yeah.
He's trying to normalize it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It said 15% of the world.
Yeah.
15%. That seems high.
Of the world seems low.
I
think
of the
it
world, that's
low too.
I mean,
this is only it's only 15% of guys who will admit it though. So.
Well, people need to be better. Just
at
tell people
things.
What's up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell people you like
what
feet.
What up? You like toes? Okay.
Yeah. All right. Suck on these. Why did we?
Do you keep your toes nice?
Why did no?
Do you do work for your feet?
No, he doesn't.
Then
like
how
his...
can you expect someone?
Yeah,
else
it's a
to
double
do
scandal.
Work on their feet. Keep your feet nice if you want feet to come at you.
That doesn't make any sense.
It does make sense.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Keep
if
your
you
feet
like
how
at
you.
Butts, maybe you should make your butt
okay.
pretty.
But if you liked Abe's ankles.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd make my ankles prettier. I would
that's
lotion
the
them.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
I would, you know,
no,
make sure
would,
my little bone isn't ashy.
No.
Yeah.
Because
it
the
would
person,
be, it
the person
would,
I'm with doesn't care about feet. So
but
why
it
would
doesn't
I,
matter.
But,
it's just common courtesy. Have
okay.
a nice butt if you want to look at
your,
a nice
your
butt.
Your butt would always be ashy.
Ooh, that was a good one because
I agree yeah. with Brett. It doesn't
make any sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think it would be common courtesy.
No, if you like his ankles and he likes your butt, okay? You keep your butt nice for him and he keeps his ankles nice for you.
I keep my ankles nice too.
Why?
Well, because why not? It just
yeah,
shows
no,
ankles that
could
you know,
be
I'm
nice
going
or
out
not
of my
nice.
Way like, hey, babe, you know
okay,
what? You
on,
show me your
fine.
Ankles.
Actually,
I made mine pretty too.
Actually,
I made sure you're
I've
not
seen
doing
some
all the
pretty
work.
Bad ankles when like
but
the back of them.
But he's not doing all the work because
those
you'd be working
gankles.
On your butt.
Gankles.
Yeah, but I can do both. You think my butt is like a full-time job? No. It takes me like, you know, I don't know.
How do we respond to this?
I don't know.
It
doesn't take that long to make the butt look nice, I guess.
I don't know where you got your 15% because when I typed it in.
I swear to God, maybe I dreamed it.
It says the foot fetishes are the most common. Data indicates that approximately 20 to 40% of men and 20 to 25% of women.
That's it?
40%?
20
in
to 40? Of
that's
men
a, that's
in
high.
General.
That's pretty good.
That's basically almost half of all men.
There's no way.
Yeah. No, I don't see that.
There's
which
no
20,
way.
20, 40 to make sense. Okay, we've got three dudes sitting here, right?
Yeah.
So I would say 20 to 40% foot fetish at this table in guys.
And technically, it'd be 33%.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be good. Exactly. My point.
Yeah.
Between
just,
20 and 40.
I just don't see
it. Makes no sense.
It's not
no
like
sense.
People talk about it.
Yeah, but why not? It's a foot.
Because it's
just tell me.
It's weird. Everyone thinks it's so weird.
Okay, but if it's so common,
yeah.
How is it still viewed as weird? People just come out and say you got
same
foot
reason
things.
People see gay stuff as weird.
I don't see gay stuff.
I'm not
weird.
Saying you
no,
do.
Although I do
not
think
2020,
that
but
they should
20
shave
years
their
ago.
Buttholes.
Yeah. 30 years ago.
So I guess the next fight we got is foot.
We have
so weird.
It's all personal. I mean, it's all subjective. It's weird.
I just
to summon.
Don't see how that could be before.
What kind of
all those other things?
What kind of a fetish would you say that you have?
living my life.
What kind of fetish do you think you have?
Just living my life.
Nope, we need to know. We're not gonna talk about this?
Food. I don't know.
It got serious.
She ain't gonna talk about that on podcast. Yeah, I'm a private.
For real?
I'm more private of a person.
Yeah, she ain't gonna talk about that on podcast.
Hey, do you got a fetish?
You know what my fetish is? Being petty as a motherfucker.
Petty as fuck.
It's so fun.
Petty.
Anyways, okay.
But that implies that you have sexual gratification from being petty.
I could get there.
Good answer. I like that.
I like it too.
Touche.
I'm telling you, it's like an adrenaline rush. No lie. If I had more chances to be petty, maybe I could. We don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't explored.
You should explore your pettiness.
Yes.
Abe's hair looks really cute right now.
Is.
Thank you. I know they can't see it.
It's kind of like a pouffant. Poufant?
A poufant? What the fuck is a poufant?
Is it poufant or
no,
poufant?
It's like a pouf in French.
Oh, what is it called?
What's a poufant? I'm gonna.
I can't think of it.
There's not an actual.
No, there is.
It's not an actual. No, it's not. We should bet. We should bet Tony's $50 scratch off card.
Dude, I'm fucking
between me and you.
No, mine. Yo.
Pompadour. That's what this is.
Pompadour. Okay.
Yeah, it's got the.
Now that's a word, I think.
Yeah.
Pompadour is a word.
Poufant sounds like a word.
Poufant.
Yeah.
It sounds like an English word or just any.
Okay, so poufant in the urban dictionary.
It sounds like something.
Oh, doesn't count.
No, how doesn't it count?
It sounds like something a hipster would say. Ooh, that poufant.
Originally, from the French meaning bursting out.
Poufant means
so it's from French origin, so it is a real word.
Yeah.
Well,
so basically, poufant is poufant, like we're out of luck.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, poufant.
So I get that $50, right?
Yeah,
no.
You get that $50.
That's my birthday present, huh?
No.
But I was thinking
well, no,
because
you won that $50 fair and square. He still has to get you a present.
Oh, yeah. But no, we don't
That's
get
not
each
the
other
present
birthday
itself.
Presents.
For you, we do.
Yeah, we have to.
You guys have never given me a birthday present ever.
Fuck no.
Never.
You ain't my girlfriend.
We do Christmas.
Yeah, we do Christmas.
But a bouffant is a woman's hairstyle in which the hair is teased to give an overall puffed out appearance and
tease
often combed to frame the
face. Yeah, Abe is a giant
bouffant.
Tease.
He's a
bouffant. You're bouffant.
I'm bouffant.
Bouffant the bouffant.
Bobby Bouffant.
Harry Bouffant. God damn it. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck I'm trying to say.
Bonaduce.
Thank you.
Boom, boom, boom. Anything else?
Good stuff.
We good?
We've derailed.
I have
into
no
madness.
Idea.
Yeah, I think that we just. I don't know what the fuck happened.
My voice is talking.
I have no idea what happened this episode.
Our voices died.
I thought that was a pretty fun episode.
It
actually.
Was.
No,
oh,
it was
fun.
It was just all over the place.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
It can be.
Well, and it,
Tony wanted a random podcast.
This is my favorite type.
It's
yeah,
true.
Yeah. He loves
random. Is fun.
This is it.
I get it.
We did it.
Yeah. We did it.
In the podcast.
Bye, guys.
Thanks.
It's almost my birthday.
Oh, my God.
I get
the
$50.
The next time I see you, this is going to be your birthday.
Birthday.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's going to be a good day.
Escape room. Here we come.
Ooh, ooh.
Boop, boom, boom.
You're on that, Tony.
Who's playing that bass?
I don't know.
Ashley is.
Bass.
Wait, no.
Didn't you guys know that I was a bassist?
Damn. What? Yeah, I knew you were a bassist.
You got some good licks in there.
You can still refute it. He has to stop.
Did you say she's racist?
No, bassist.
Oh, bassist.
I thought she said rapist.
That's why you gave that look.
Yeah. Someone's saying something.
Wait.
I don't like
guys,
it.
Guys, listen to that bass, though.
Oh,
for real.
God.
Who is that?
Bye.